Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The summer job season is almost here, and for many young people, finding work won't be easy. The governor announced this week that the state will fund 3,000 summer jobs for at-risk youth this year, but with the state's unemployment rate at 8%, teens could be competing with adults for many summer jobs. We asked Lou Finfer with the group the Youth Jobs Coalition to define the big picture in the youth job market for this summer.
It's going to be really tough. A study just put out by Northeastern Center for Labor Market Studies said that the decline in teen employment has gone down almost 20% in the last 10 years, and that's the lowest recorded level of teen jobs since World War II.
Do you have a handle on how many teenagers normally look for work in Massachusetts in any given summer, and how many teens this summer might either find or not find jobs?
Well, as an example, in Lynn, Massachusetts last year, only 20% of several thousand teens that applied for youth jobs under the state-funded programs actually got jobs. So that's, and they're looking in the private sector too. Tens of thousands of people in Massachusetts applied for jobs in McDonald's. A lot of adults who are out of work and seniors who need to go back to work are taking relatively lower wage jobs because of the recession, and a number of those jobs were held by teens. So it's a lot tougher for teens to find jobs.
So the economy is still soft. There are some indications that hiring is beginning to pick up slightly for adults, but you're saying the challenge is greater for teenagers.
It's just as great all around, and the unemployment rate is still stuck at a very high level, and it's just hard all around. And the teens say that they use the jobs money to help support their families, so it's really very important in that way, too.
What job sectors might be hiring teens this summer, do you hope?
Recreation work and some restaurants and some retail and tourist kinds of things are always there, but it's just the employment levels and the opportunities are a lot tougher. There are all kinds of stories of people sure shuttled to online applications and never hear from people, and it's a sign of the economy. And it's a time when, we're saying the private sector needs to step up more. There are some companies participating in teen jobs, and Mayor Menino is making a big effort on this, and we're trying to have the corporate sector step up more. A number of companies, John Hancock, State Street, the hospitals in Boston are involved, but there's hundreds of good-sized companies who are not involved, so they need to step up more. We're talking about $1,500 for one teen job for the summer.
Well, we know the governor has come up with funding for 3,000 jobs this summer, but how many teens do you think will go unemployed?
I think, we're talking about tens of thousands of teens across the state. Boston, the unemployment rate for teens is very high, but because of the city government under Mayor Menino, the council has committed city funds and pushed private companies to do more, even though we're pushing them to do even more than they're doing. There are probably maybe one out of two teens that apply get a job. But then you look at cities like Lynn, Brockton, New Bedford, it becomes like more one out of five get a job because there's not city resources and there's much fewer large companies there.
Last question, Lou Finfer. What advice do you have for a teenager looking at the summer months hoping for work?
Obviously, common sense in applying for jobs and following up. Going to the place, not just doing an online application, but going to the place and going back more than once because something might open up can help. I think it's diligence and trying to talk to adults in your life who might have leads to places they know of. Just that kind of diligence and common sense and asking their peers what they did, all that kind of thing.
Lou Finfer of the Statewide Youth Jobs Coalition, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks very much for focusing on this important issue, Bob and WBR.